This is my last message out. Something has entered the trench. People are disappearing and my commanding officer is nowhere to be found. I fear I may be next.
You three, report to the command bunker now. You have a mission briefing. The three soldiers who were pointed out hauled their gear to the command bunker. When they stepped in, a man in a tasseled uniform asked them who they were. The first soldier responded with, "Private Klaus, sir." Soon the second soldier responded with, "Private Ulrich, sir." And finally the last soldier responded with, "Private Hermann, sir." "Good. Your mission is to re-establish radio with the left trench and find out what happened. Out with you now." The three soldiers stepped out of the command bunker. They turned to their left and started marching on. As the team made their way through the mid-trench, they ended up getting bombarded along the way.
"Klaus! Ulrich! Come on, we have to go! Quickly! The bombardment's going to catch up with us!"
Hermann said in a very rushed voice.
"Klaus! Ulrich!
I don't think I'm going to be able to go on anymore. Find out what happened. Please, do it for my sake. Do it for your family's sake. I can't go on."
"Come on, brother. Come on. We're only a few feet away. Come on. We're almost there. Please."
Klaus said in a very distressed tone.
"Come on, Klaus. He's done for, all right? We have to compete. We have to continue forward for him, all right? Please, let's just get done with our mission."
As our team, or what's left of it, continues down the trench, they get to the midpoint command bunker. They restock and head down their way. As Klaus and Ulrich make their way through the mid-trench, dodging bombardment after bombardment, we end up in the left trench. Along the floor are scattered uniforms, like they've been just thrown about, like they were escaping something, but the person inside of them just disappeared. They're gone.
Why?
"Soldier, get some composition. What happened to you? Why are you all alone? Where is everybody else?"
"I don't know where they went. It just came. It came, it touched them, and they disappeared. We all tried running, I swear. We're not deserters. Please. I can't see. It took my sight. It looked at me. And that's all that I saw. Please. Please. We're not deserters."
"Come on, Klaus. He's good for nothing now. Put him down, all right? He's going to be blind for the rest of his life. Is that any way to live?"
"I don't know, all right? It just seems wrong. We can't just kill him like this. He's still a person."
"Yes, but he does not live. He's blind, and whatever is out there is after us. If we put him down, we'll give him the mercy of what happened to his friends."
"But what was that mercy? What truly was it? Ulrich, what was that mercy? They disappeared. You heard the man. They disappeared.
And you're taking an idea from a blind man?"
"Please, he's actually just telling the truth. Just believe him, all right? I don't know what happened. It came down the trench, though, and it..."
And as he's in the middle of his sentence, he disappears. As well as the rest of the party. The Cosmonaut by Aiden Prather.